This is David Duke. This is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Radio Broadcast. Sorry for the delay right now. We're having some work being done on our internet connection in this area, and we've had a delay, and apparently we're expecting to have the service go out in another 5 minutes or so. So this is going to be a very short, abbreviated program, just to let you know that we're still here. We haven't been spirited away to another planet or anything like that. We are right around the corner from you. And the truth is, today, anywhere in the world is right around the corner with the internet. It's just incredible that this broadcast can reach out all over the world, and I know a lot of people are waiting for the program today, and I'm really sorry that we're not on the air with our regular and normal time. Let me take a couple of emails real fast, and then we're just going to have to close down the show for today, and we'll go back to our normal schedule tomorrow, which is Tuesday. First off, we've got, you know, a lot of things happening. A lot of people are asking a number of questions, and let's see. I just read Jewish Supremacism and liked it a lot, but I have a question. You say in Israel they don't use the international plus sign. You said they use an upside-down letter T symbol, but is that an uppercase T symbol or a lowercase like the upside-down cross? Just wondering. That's from Johnny. And Johnny, here's the situation. I never said that the government of Israel bans the use of the plus sign in all mathematical equations, but in some schools, according to Israel Shahak, and I certainly do trust the source, he said that in a lot of Israeli public schools and grade schools, that they would not use the plus sign because it resembled too much the Christian cross, so they used a form of the T, instead of the cross, basically having the plus sign be a bar across, you know, across the vertical line. So anyway, that's basically what we know and what we seem to know. I think it would be very hard for Israel to change all the mathematical equations and financial computations and everything, and to get rid of the international sign for plus, the plus sign in Israel. Imagine all the calculators that have to be changed. But what they're doing apparently is in some of the Israeli schools, they're taking out the plus sign simply because young impressionable kids, they don't want them writing crosses. And that's, it kind of shows the extent of the anti-Christian attitudes that exist in the state of Israel, which very few people really are aware of. So it's pretty interesting, and it's kind of shocking, I imagine, to a lot of people who are not aware of this problem. Here's one from Michael. He says, "I've read the hateful Jewish Minerva email to you. It shows how pathetic these people are. I'm a Christian white man of Lebanese origin, and I support you completely. Jews are the source of many of the problems in the United States and the rest of the world. Immigration, multiculturalism, except white culture, of course, abortion, homosexuality, and prostitution. Israel is a world leader in the sex trade. Feminism and communist ideology are all products of Jewish supremacists. In the United States, there is a crisis. The American Southwest has around 1,800 miles open border with Central and South America. The state of New Mexico has two official languages, in English and Spanish. In Seattle, a Negro youth was heard saying he wants to kill a white man. The next day, he killed an innocent white man who is a father and a husband. Universities are infested. What can I do to save America and the white race? Sincerely, Michael." Well, Michael, thank you so much for your letter. The best thing you can do is, first of all, educate yourself fully so you can argue these points and begin to reach out to your fellow brethren your fellow people of our heritage and share the knowledge that you have on these things with them. There's a million ways you can do that. Your personal contacts, your family, your friends, the internet. Just there's a tremendous number of options available that are open to you. Here's one from Otto Hillstrom. He says, David Duke, I just read Jewish Supremacism. I found the quotes from the Talmud intriguing. Where did you get your copy? It seems a little hard to get hold of. And I wrote him back. Let me see if I can find the letter I wrote, and I'll give you what I said back to him. I just was doing that a few minutes ago. I said, the complete Talmud is hard to find, but sometimes you can find Cicino editions in old bookstores. As I said in Jewish Supremacism, doesn't it seem a bit strange that the leading holy writ of Judaism, one of the world's major religions, the Talmud, is so hard to obtain, and the prices obtained, and the prices are so extremely high as well. You can find a lot of Talmudic sections from the following website, and you can go to JewishEncyclopedia.com for additional research of amazing information on Judaism. The website that I gave was www.comeandhere.com, which has a very good rendition of some of Elizabeth Dilling's works. That's comeandhere.com, and there's dashes between the words there. All right, and the other site that I found some material on was www.answering-christianity.com, answering.christianity.com, and of course the Jewish Encyclopedia site is jewishencyclopedia.com, which is of course published by Jewish organizations, and you can do some interesting and intriguing lookups of words and different aspects of Jewish history and culture and heritage and race, and it's amazing how frank a lot of the material in there is. You could spend many hours, probably days, months, maybe years, studying some of the material that's in the JewishEncyclopedia.com, and that's available to you online. I quote from that book, the original Jewish Encyclopedia, in my website. So I would really suggest that site. It's a great source for you, and I think that'll give you a lot of very pertinent information which will be of value to you. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be it for our show today, and I'm sorry for the delay. I'm sorry for the technical problems. They seem to be consistent. We're thinking about getting some backup modes for the office here, but soon, of course, I'll be doing a lot of traveling again, and there will be some inconsistency with the shows. At least we have the archived forms of the programs, which are available for our listeners. Thanks so much for everything, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Until then, God bless and take care.
This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.